Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to the program. My name is Willie Lawson. I'm certainly thrilled and excited you could make it to the program today. My only request, and I make this request early and I make it often, wherever you are listening to this program on whatever platform, please let me know. Send an email to wls860@gmail.com. That's wls860@gmail.com. That would be very, very helpful to me and all of us who want this program to do well. I've gotten some Instagram correspondence here recently from someone who listened to the show before on Blog Talk Radio and enjoyed it, and I appreciate them chiming in and letting me know that they're still listening. You know, sometimes when you sit here behind the microphone and you think of these topics and you express your feelings and you express your thoughts, a lot of times, frankly, it seems like in the podcast world that you are talking to yourself, that this is some sort of cathartic exercise you're doing just to get stuff off your chest. That's so you can talk about things. And frankly, I know that sometimes that's exactly what it is. But it's always great to hear from people who are listening. It's always great to hear from people who appreciate what you're saying. And if you've been listening for a while and you'd like for me to know it, I'd love to hear from you because I am an intention whore. Send me an email, wls860@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram at fightbackmedia. That would be fabulous. I would be so appreciative. I'd be so honored to hear from you. So thank you again. Then tonight's program, when I sat down and wrote the title, the first show notes, it read a little bit different than what you are probably seeing. It read, libs, why do you care what I think? And I really want to sort of unpack this a little bit in my head. I'm not sure why liberals and progressives really give a rat's butt what I think. And they'll say they don't, but I'm going to prove to you in the next, 40 minutes or so, that they obviously do. And it isn't just me, personally. It's not just Willie that liberals care about. It's conservatives. They care about what we think and how we think, and they just really don't they don't get us. I think I mentioned this on a program a couple of days ago. I think it was Ben Shapiro who said that conservatives understand progressives, but the opposite is not true. They don't really understand us at all. It's sort of like children not really understanding their parents. They just don't understand us at all. And parents understand their kids because at least they've experienced what their kids are experiencing, or the feelings anyway that their kids are experiencing, and have some frame of reference, where the children have no frame of reference from where their parents are coming from. It's almost like that. I know people just got mad. People are firing off an email. People are firing off a report to Instagram to get my account shut down. They're doing that to Facebook. Go to Fight Back Media on Facebook. I know. Go to Fight Back Media on Twitter at RBM Show. I know. I just said something that was mean and terrible and insensitive and awful and frighteningly true. All right, we'll be back and try to unpack this a little bit right after these messages.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth: business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, hope you've had a great week, and I really do, and I hope that we can get into this without making everybody mad. I'm sure we're going to make some people mad, and that is really not my intention. I want to make sure that you know this is not my intention. My intention is not to stir the pot. Some people, and mine sometimes too, is to stir the pot. This is not to stir the pot. This is to have to start a discussion about some of the stuff that I see and the way I see it. That's all this is. And I had five things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about first, let's go ahead and just crack the nut. LGBTQ, LMNOP, XYZ. It seems to me, and of course, we're talking in generalities here, because if you can't talk in generalities, you can't talk about anything. You hear what I'm saying? This does not apply to everybody. Why do I say that? Because absolutely nothing applies to everyone, especially when it concerns thoughts, ideas, feelings, and the like. The only thing that really applies to everyone living is everyone has skin. So if you're not willing to talk in generalities, that's about all you can say. Everybody has skin. Not everybody's skin is the same thickness. It's not the same color. It's not the same texture. So all you can really say is that everyone has skin. All humans breathe air. All humans expel carbon dioxide when they exhale. No matter how you do it, everybody's got to pee or take a dump. You see what I'm saying? If you indeed decide that you can't talk in generalities, then that's about all you can talk about. You can talk about pee and poop and skin and breathing air in and out, and not much more than that. So please, as we move forward this evening, please don't think that this applies or I even think this applies to everybody, because that's silly. This is a general feeling of what I get. And I said, I'm going to start with LGBTQ, LMNOPQ. And me just adding that little bit of the alphabet soup on the end is already dismissive, isn't it? It just seems to me, and again, it just seems to me, that this community of people is desperate for my approval. Simply desperate. Why? Because the times have come and gone that I could say in public, I don't care what you do. I don't care who you sleep with. It's none of my business. I don't care. As long as you don't mess with me, as long as you don't cost me money, as long as you don't infringe upon my individual rights, and as long as I don't have to pay for it, I don't care. I'd frankly wish you'd stop talking about it, because I don't care. You know, when we were at Politicon, we were by the libertarian table, and somebody who was there, I didn't know them, walked up to the table and said, so what do libertarians care about? And I said, here's what they care about. Now, I just sort of chimed in because I'm that guy. I said, they basically don't care what you do. They want to stop hearing about it, and they damn sure don't want to pay for it. And the guy behind the behind the table just started laughing. He said, not exactly, but that's a pretty good thumbnail sketch. So this is the the libertarian seed that's sort of growing in me a little bit. First of all, I'm tired of hearing about it because I don't care what you do. Second of all, I don't want to pay for it. I don't care. I don't want to pay for it. And frankly, I'm tired of hearing about it. It seems like the LGBTQ community is, again, desperate for my approval. Continually trying to find its place to let me know that what they're doing and how they feel and everything about LGBTQ, on and on and on, is normal. As a black conservative male that's been outwardly conservative since March of 2008, you know what I don't care about? I don't care if you don't like it. And there's a reason I don't care if you don't like it. Because I'm grown and can think and do pretty much whatever the hell I want. So I don't care. I don't care that you think my ideas are caveman ideas. If you think they're racist, if you think they're bigoted or misogynistic, I don't care what you think. And there's a real good reason. Because I believe in my heart of hearts that I'm correct, that I'm not any of these things. I believe in my heart of hearts that I am not any of the pejoratives that you want to lay on me. And I believe in my heart of hearts that I am doing and saying the right things. Now, I know that some people who disagree with me think that I'm insane, that how could you? Because deep down, I believe that I'm correct. I believe that I am telling the truth. As painful and as uncomfortable as that truth may be to some. Truth is a bitch, isn't it? Truth can be a bitch. It's tough. It's a tough place. And I also believe that in my 58 years on the earth, I have developed an outward compassion for people to correct them if it is indeed my place. It's not always my place. See, this is where wisdom comes into play here. So I'm always my place to correct someone. But it's never going to be, listen to this very carefully, it's never going to be my manner or my way to compromise to make someone, just to make someone feel better, or just to avoid an uncomfortable conversation, even to my own hurt. You understand me? I'm not going to compromise just to make someone feel better, just to avoid a awkward and uncomfortable conversation, even to my own hurt. I'm not going to. So I can't be the person who says, well, we'll just agree to disagree. No. We won't be, because I don't want you to walk away ever thinking that any part of what you're saying is making me compromise, is making me just say, well, okay, that's how you feel. That's what you believe. No. I don't want you to mistake any of my politeness that I'm acquiescing to your views just because I'm polite. Please, please. And I think that LGBTQ, then I just looked up the rest of the acronym, and some people think that when you say this that you're joking. Now I'm going to the LGBTQQIA, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and asexual people. So if for some reason you are jacked up about where you are sexually, which is problematical, isn't it? If you're in a place where you just, I mean, not just if you've decided that you're lesbian or gay, or if you're, let's see, let me get them all, because I want to get them all in here. That's not even it. If you're just a lesbian or that you're gay, it is people who believe they are transgendered, which we know is gender dysphoria, queer. No one even knows what the hell that is, right? Queer. We know what the dictionary meaning to queer is, right? It means it's a verb that says spoil or ruin. Okay, queer. It's a form, you know, it means that something is questioned or not normal. I'm not really sure why anybody would decide that they are not normal, unless you're not normal and you're cool with it. And you don't expect me to be okay with it. And that you're not necessarily concerned with it. Queer also is strange, or eccentric person. This is what's interesting. This is according to yourdictionary.com. Queer is a strange or eccentric person, or an offensive and derogatory slang term used for a homosexual person. An example of a queer is a person who dresses in unusual clothes and is known for doing very odd things, such as standing on one leg for long periods of time. However, the Q, the first Q, LGBTQ, is queer. Let me help you. Let me help conservatives. They're not interested. These people are not interested. And I said it that way on purpose. These people are not interested in you understanding, because that way they can keep moving the goalpost. They can keep moving the goalpost. They're not interested in you understanding. And so in that, they want you to just go along. Support me in this, because if you don't support me in this, which doesn't mean that you don't care or you're indifferent, that you're not going to, that I'm not going to impede you in any way, shape, or form. You have to decide that you are going to cheer them. You're going to become part of the gang. You're going to wave the banner. You're going to go to the pride parade and clap. You're going to be thrilled when Billy and Herman get married. You're going to think that's great. You're going to run out to Bath and Body Works and get them the newlywed set, that, you know, the newlywed set of fragrances, because you are celebrating their love, when inside your gut you are thinking that this is an abomination to God and there's no way that I can participate in this. But they don't care about that. They care about you cheering them on, because they want your approval. They want your approval because deep down in their hearts, my take is that they know it's wrong too. But the more people I can convince to act like it's okay, the better it is. This is an offshoot from this. And again, I am not here to stir the pot. I'm here to simply express how I kind of look at some certain things. So basically, if you listen to this program, you can sort of get a barometer on how I've come up with my other takes. My wife and I talk about this all the time. When somebody at work throws a baby shower for a young woman who is pregnant without benefit of marriage, and the celebrations that take place, oh, this is wonderful, you're pregnant, everybody being, oh, this is so good, this is great, you're going to have a baby, I'm so excited for you. When we know the reality of children born to single mothers, and we pretend that everything is great, when we know that, what we know is that both are going to struggle mightily. That's what we know. 77% of black births are to single moms. More than 3/4 of the black children born in America are born to single moms. Now, again, people become single moms in all sorts of ways. They were married and then got divorced. They were married and their husbands died. They died of any number of things, but they are now dead, and now you're a single mom. I know, context and nuance. Oh my God, I know. But it's amazing that more than 3/4 of African American births are to unmarried women. Nearly double the rate of other births, according to new federal data. Yeah, but we knew this. But we knew this for a long time. And I'm quoting this from what's the name of this website? Washington Examiner. And this is today, Friday, July 12th, 2019. Not surprising, though. They use the phrase illegitimacy. I'm not going to use that phrase because there's nothing illegitimate about the child. The National Center of Health Statistics says that in 2015, 77.3% of non-immigrant black births were without benefit of marriage. The national non-immigrant immigrant average is 42%, and it was 30% for whites. So we celebrate, I know, nuance, context. So we celebrate these things because everyone is wants to pretend that everything is fine. They want me to accept it. And if I decide that I'm not going to bring a present to the party because what I believe has happened, and especially if it isn't a case like I mentioned, I know nuance and context, where somebody is suddenly a single mom and was made pregnant by her dead husband, something happened. Actually, that's kind of weird and sad too, isn't it? Then I'm not going to participate in the celebration because I don't think it's a good thing. I don't believe it's a good thing. Now, why you give a rat's ass what I think, I don't know. But you do because you get mad at me. You get mad at me and you call me names. I don't get it. This is something that the left does. And frankly, as long as you're not hurting me, I don't care what you think. It doesn't make any difference to me. As long as you're not hurting me or my family or getting in the way of the things I have to do, I couldn't give a rat's ass what you think. Oh, so you don't like it. Okay, feel you. Gotcha. All right then. We'll just try to stay out of each other's way, and that'll be good for both of us. Feel me? Good. Again, I knew that I took a hard left from talking to LGBTQ. I want to talk about sports, professional sports activists when we get back. I don't know why. I don't get it, but we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick, of course. We're going to talk about Megan Rapinoe and some of the other people who've decided that somehow we should care what they think, and they are pissed off at some of us who think something that's completely different. We'll talk about that when we get back. Thank you for coming to the program. This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM, Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
All right. Welcome back. Again, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate that greatly. It's the best thing ever. It is the best thing ever when you spend some time. Let me know where you heard the program, on what platform you heard the program, where you are, by sending me an email at wls860@gmail.com. I mentioned in some other broadcasts that the conservatives movement may have to go back underground as we're talking about social media and those kinds of things that are becoming less and less available to us. You know, our reach is being throttled back through shadow banning, outright banning, people reporting. So basically, we are just not getting to the folks. Demonetization, those kind of things are happening. So we may just have to go back to the other way, the old school way, the sort of underground way, through things like email and websites. And emailing direct links to podcasts, both audio podcasts and video podcasts. So there's going to be a shift, and there has to be a shift, and there has to be a shift very, very soon. So again, send me your email address. Let me know where you heard the program, if you liked it, and on what platform you heard it on, so we can direct you and most people to that platform, because that's the one you like. And there's a really good chance if you like it, your friends will like it. All right, we got to get on with the program. I want to talk a little bit about the sports activists, because they seem to be super irritating. Megan Rapinoe, and of course her gal pal Colin Kaepernick. Okay, that wasn't very nice. Please forgive me. But you may or may not know of Megan Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe is one of the star players on the U.S. World Cup soccer team. She has been very, very vocal about if they win, she's not going to the White House because Trump's a misogynist, racist, bigot, MF-er, right? And she would not go to the White House. And it's really, really funny. This is really the difference between a lot of conservatives and a lot of liberals. I don't care. Go to the White House. Don't go to the White House. Steph Curry, go to the White House. Don't go to the White House. I don't care. You may be making that political statement, or that social political statement that you're making, Megan, or Colin Kaepernick, or I don't know, any number of those other sports figures making millions of dollars. Okay, I can tell you. Let me help you. Nobody gives a damn. And you think, and these people think, that I should care. They're trying to change my mind about what they perceive is an injustice. and they're trying to change my mind through their actions. And if I go back to my libertarian stances, I don't care, I'm tired of hearing about it, and I damn sure don't want to pay for it, then they just don't get it. They just don't get it. Because I don't care. Megan Rapinoe, you can go to the White House and accept the congratulations from the president, even as you represented the United States, and hopefully just not yourself, in winning the Women's World Cup. Or not. And if you're not going, great. Shut up about it. Don't go. If there's some members of the team that go, that's their prerogative, isn't it? Interesting how anti-choice the left is if you're not choosing what they want you to choose. It's pretty amazing how really anti-choice the left can be if you choose to not kill your baby, if you choose to become a housewife. Feminists don't like that at all. If you choose to stay at home and raise your children, if you choose not to go into a STEM program, but to go into elementary education or nursing, and you choose to go into nursing and not pursue being an MD because you chose it, feminists don't like that very much. They're always sort of sucking their tongue and shaking their head. You could have been so much more. Like somehow being a nurse is not enough. Somehow being a housewife, loving and taking care of your husband, the person that you chose to spend the rest of your life with, and taking care of your children, the children that came from your body, and choosing not to murder those children in utero. You chose all that. You chose that life. And that you could have been so much more. Like, what you chose was not enough, and thus was wrong. Interesting, isn't it? How the left looks at things like choice. Like, they want us, they want conservatives, to look at choice like they look at things, because it makes them feel better. Because they're not interested in what you feel, what you believe. They're not interested because they want you to agree with them. And the only way that we can agree with them is not just to say, I don't really care, you do you, I'll do me. No. We have to agree out loud, and we have to wave their flag, no matter what that flag is. No matter if it's an Antifa flag, no matter if it's a burning U.S. flag, no matter if it's a LGBTQQ flag, it doesn't matter. We have to just wave their flag too, because it allows them to be more accepted and be more, quote, normal, end quote. That's why they care what you think. Same thing, and again, this rolls through Colin Kaepernick, this rolls through Steph Curry, Megan Rapinoe, and a lot of that age group of sports activists. This is especially heart-wrenching when we start talking about the pro-abortionists. I believe, it seems to me, again, I believe, has to do with me, that these are some of the saddest people who are in the discussion. People who have taken up the position that it is a good thing to murder a growing child inside the woman's body. This is much worse than marrying a man, if you're a man. This is much worse than having sex with a woman if you're a woman, in my view. This is much worse than deciding that you're not going to go to the White House and meet President Trump. But when you are accepting of and cheering the murder of another human being, Ben, I think you got problems. And I think that this is the saddest of them all. The absolute saddest of them all. And that somehow you care that I just say, no, I don't think you should murder your children. That, you know, if you love kids, I think I tweeted this a few months ago. If you love kids, stop killing them. That you have self-deceived yourself in a way that you believe that this child is who's inside your body is not really a child. It's some, blob of protoplasm that you're excising like you would excise a wart. And you want me to agree with you. Why? Because what you know, and this is the same thing with the other thing, I believe that people down deep in their gut of guts know it's wrong. But what they need for me to agree with them to make them feel better. And I told you that I'm not going to compromise just to make you feel better. I am not going to compromise to avoid an awkward conversation, even to my own hurt. So I'm going to tell you that abortion is murder. Science says it is. I don't, you know, when people say, well, you have your religious beliefs and I have mine. I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with religion necessarily. What this has to do, I mean, the moral consequence is based in faith for sure. But the scientific consequences are not based in faith. They're based in science. They're based in reality where you look and say, look. This is a living, breathing thing, creature, child, human, and you killed it. You reached in with a pair of specially designed tongs and you ripped the child's leg off. And then you grabbed it around the middle and you ripped his torso apart. And then you reached in again and you found the baby's head and you squeezed the tongs together until the white material that was the child's brain is seen coming out of the woman's vagina. And then you made sure that you had all the pieces of the child and you reconstructed those there by the operating table to ensure that you had gotten all of the pieces of the baby. That's the reality of that. I don't have to inject one single scripture. I don't have to inject one single thing of faith. That's science. And if you've convinced yourself and that I should also agree with you that isn't murder, that isn't a terrible, awful way to die of a real human being, of course you want me to agree with you. Of course you want me to wave the Planned Parenthood flag. Of course you want me to fight for Planned Parenthood funding. Of course you do, because what you know is going on there is just pure freaking evil. That's why you care what I think. That's why you care what I think. That's why you care what I say. And that's why you desperately, these are the saddest of all, that's why you desperately want me to not speak on this subject. This is why you have right-wingers and left-wingers and feminists saying, if you don't have a vagina, you don't have a say. Well, how silly is that? First of all, I don't have a vagina, but I have a penis, and I have a penis full of semen and sperm that made a child. that child is as much mine as it is yours. Not only science says so, the law says so. And we see the hypocrisy. If the male impregnates the female and disappears into the night like some scumbag, the female doesn't have any problem getting the law on that person and making them pay. The law in most states, if the male's name is on the birth certificate, whether he actually made the baby with the woman or not, he becomes responsible. So you know what? Here's the deal. This, because we got to be real about this. Nuance and context matters. We got to be real about this. If I'm going to be responsible for the child, especially financially, this is my child. Then I have, this is my kid. I have rights as well as responsibilities. So this whole ridiculous thing, if you don't have a vagina, you don't have a say. No, wrong. I have a say. If it was my sperm that caused this to happen, then I have a say. And as long as we're creating children with sperm from men, then men will continue to have a say. It's the only thing that makes any damn sense. Everything else is just hyper 12-year-old emotional. Again, I think the pro-abortionists are the saddest of all. I want to cover one more thing that doesn't really fit, but I was thinking about it as I wrote this down, and I may make this into another program. Let me know if you think I should by sending me an email at wls860@gmail.com. Doesn't really fit. But I want to ask the question before I leave today. What happened to BLM? What happened to BLM? BLM was huge. BLM was a thing that was taken over the discussion every day. It was taken over the news cycle every day. Black Lives Matter. Rachel Dolezal, Black Lives Matter. Police killings of unarmed black people, Black Lives Matter. Where's Black Lives Matter now? What we have now is illegal lives matter. Illegal aliens lives matter. The focus on the left has shifted entirely away from Black Lives Matter. And this and black folks, this is something that you damn sure better notice. And black folks who are conservative types better start speaking on this subject. How come we're not talking about Black Lives Matter anymore? Why isn't Black Lives Matter first and foremost on the internet and on network television and on cable news? Where are the people leading Black Lives Matter? Where are the sports figures? Hands up, don't shoot. Where are the women on MSNBC? Hands up, don't shoot. Remember? Black Lives Matter have been supplanted by illegal immigration and the support of illegal immigration. And here is, I got to get out of here, but here is what I think is the reason and the most disgusting of reasons. Folks, the left and Democrats have already got the black vote. They don't have to give a damn about you anymore. They don't have to give a damn about you anymore. They know they got you locked down. And now they're trying to get on lockdown the largest other minority in the country, a growing minority, and that's Hispanics. Even if the Hispanic groups that they're talking about are illegal, they're trying to make the legal immigrants dip into their, and I heard this from another member of Urban Game Changers, dip into their guilt and support Democrats over it. But it completely at the exclusion of BLM and any conceptual thoughts about what BLM stands for. Again, this doesn't have any connection to the first part of the program, but I really wanted to get that in before I left tonight. And if you think that we should explore this more, please send me an email at wls860@gmail.com, because I think we really have to unpack this. And especially as we come up to the 2020 elections. If you've got an idea about why BLM is on the sideline, I mean, and illegal aliens are in the foreground, please let me know. All right, we'll be back with more fun a little later. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.